This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Poland later in the month. AP's Ed Donahue.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will meet with Poland's president about bilateral cooperation,
as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president is trying to rally allies as the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war approaches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit is meant to give Ukraine a boost, too.
We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces, and the United States is going to continue to stand by them.
Russia is believed to be planning a renewed offensive in conjunction with the anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russian missiles hit power facilities Friday across Ukraine, where President Volodymyr Zelensky returned from a tour of Western capitals. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Ukrainian officials say a long-awaited Russian offensive is underway in the east. The armed forces said in an evening update Friday that Russian forces fired more than 100 missiles throughout the country and staged 12 air and 20 shelling attacks. It said 61 cruise missiles were destroyed. Ukraine's energy minister said Russia had hit power facilities in six regions with missiles and drones, causing blackouts across most of Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A U.S. military fighter jet shot down an unknown object flying off the northern coast of Alaska. That's according to White House officials on Friday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that object was flying about 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flights. Kirby says President Joe Biden ordered the military to down the object, which the spokesman described as roughly the size of a small car. That's much smaller than the massive suspected Chinese spy balloon downed by Air Force fighter jets Saturday off the coast of South Carolina. This is VOA News. Sounds of clapping after Israeli rescue workers aided the search for more survivors within the rubble of a Turkish town. It comes as more people are being rescued days after the devastating quake hit Turkey and northern Syria, killing about 24,000 people. Of the stories told, one desperate teenager grew so thirsty that he drank his own urine. Two frightened sisters were comforted by a pop song as they waited for rescuers. Survival stories offered fleeting moments of joy amid a catastrophe that has also injured at least 80,000 others and left millions homeless. An advisor to former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says an additional classified document was removed during an FBI search of Pence's home in Indiana. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
This was described as a consensual search of the Pence family home, not a raid, and negotiated with the Justice Department. Pence advisor Devin O'Malley says during the five-hour search, one document that was marked classified and six other pages without markings were removed by the FBI. Mike Pence's attorney requested a review of records stored at his home after the uproar over the discovery of classified documents found at former presidents Trump and Biden's personal residences. Some Pence documents were discovered in January, and now these additional pages have been found. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia has announced it will cut oil production by 500,000 barrels a day next month after Western countries capped the price of its crude over its action in Ukraine. The Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said Friday that they will not sell oil to those who directly or indirectly adhere to the price ceiling. The group of seven major democracies imposed a $60 per barrel price cap on Russia oil shipped to non-Western countries. Now, the goal is to keep oil flowing to global markets to prevent price spikes while limiting Russia's financial gain that can be used to pay for its campaign in Ukraine. Corruption is undermining the management of some of the world's most threatened fishing grounds. That's according to a review of criminal case files and media reports by the Associated Press. At least 45 government officials have been accused of graft or extortion in the past two decades. The allegations range from high-ranking officials accepting large payments from fishing companies to obtain lucrative contracts to low-level civil servants accepting a few thousand dollars to ignore fishermen bringing illegal catch ashore. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.